Blog Talk Radio.
They are amazing.
In case you are new to our show, 8-Bit Weapon, well, first let me tell you who we are. This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I am Corey. And that red-haired girl over there, what's your name again?
Ginger. And what do you mean, Mr. Joe?
What did he say? What happened?
Something about Blog Talk changed things around, and now he's having a hard time connecting to the show.
Well, you know
we're up on Twitch.
Yeah, we're on Twitch, but we like the money from BT, too. Yeah, they did change stuff around. I told you that yesterday. I don't know what they're doing. It's going to be pretty when whatever it is.
We start in 57 minutes remaining. Okay. I'll tweet the show out so that you can find it.
Yes.
We don't want you to miss out. Man, we have no fun with it.
Yes. We love it. But
all the cool people are.
That's right. Now, if you're your first time hearing us out, why do I have that whole Canadian outfit?
Hold on. There we go. All right, Blog Talk is now closed because that commercial was annoying.
Yes. So, 8-Bit Weapon, all that music you're hearing, all done with 8-bit things, computers. It's none of it is done with any type of anything else, no instruments, all done by computers.
That is so flippin' awesome.
Aren't they just awesome?
Amazing.
I got to tell you. The Corey had a run-in at the traffic stop shortly before the show.
With who or what?
Well, I was talking on the phone to my lovely cousin and headed back this way because, you know, it's getting close to that time. And I was turning, and I realized that there was oncoming traffic. So those people looked like they were not going to slow down. So I just kind of slowed a little bit just to make sure. And for some reason, this irritated the man in the car behind me. Now, he honked his horn. I didn't flip him off or anything. I just went about my way. But he could not let it go. So he pulls up next to me and rolls down his window and starts speaking to me in some accent. So I couldn't understand a word that he said. And I said, you know what? It was a traffic stop. Get over it. And that's what I yelled out the window. I was like, go to work. Get over it.
Very nice.
People standing against the stop.
People know to get over that.
Yeah, it wasn't like I cut him off. It wasn't like I almost hit him or I caused anything. I just slowed down so that none of us would get hit by oncoming traffic since I was the first one in. And it was hilarious. People were just dying, killing themselves, laughing that we're getting ready to cross the street because he rolled down the window and he's yelling at me and I rolled down the window. I said, it's that traffic stop. Get over it. Go to work. It's over.
Good for you. Seriously. That would have been like...
So then, you know, he tells me, you need
not
to...
nearly as nice. As sweet as I sound, no.
No, you're not. But he says, you need to get off your phone. I said, when you start paying my phone bill, I'll get off my phone. Go to work.
You were driving and talking on the phone?
Yeah.
What?
But I can do that.
Why can you do that?
I don't know. I don't have that same thing. Some of you out there can't. Now, driving and texting, I am not immune to. I don't try to do it unless I do the voice texting. But I can actually drive and talk on the phone because I see it as the same as if you're in the car next to me. If I can drive and talk with people in the car next to me, I can do it with the phone to my ear. with no problem. Some of you can't. Don't do it if you can't. It's not a talent you have. Don't do it. But, yeah, doesn't bother me. I'm fully aware of everything that's going on around me and detached from the fact that somebody's talking in my ear because, again, if they were in the car, it wouldn't affect my driving. Maybe it's because I have a baby nature. Cause I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe that helps because, you know, you can't stop children from screaming in the back. So, yeah, I don't have those issues where some of you are like, I'm on the phone and I'm going to have an accident. No, I don't have those issues. Never have. Never almost ran up on the curb, talking on the phone, or hit things. It's just, you know, you're on the little box in my hand instead of next to me. That's it. But no, texting, I tested out the theory. No, I don't know. And unless you are superhuman, I want to meet the person that can actually text and drive. I mean, with your finger, not the voice texting. I need to meet that person.
Yeah. No, texting and driving is bad, and those people, I just want to intentionally run off the road.
Yeah,
most people cannot talk on the phone and drive at the same time because they can't. I don't know what it is about having a phone connected to their ear.
It confuses them.
I want to confuse them right off the road.
But do you understand my logic, right? It's the same as having someone in the car. I don't know why the phone playing into that. It usually confuses people.
But you know, some people can't even drive with other people in the car because the minute they get to talking, it's just like...
True.
Their attention span is not wide enough to be able to do that.
All right. Do you know who Hines Ward is, by the way?
I do not.
Well, Hines Ward is a football player. He was on Dancing with the Stars a couple of seasons ago. Very cute, charming football player. And I meant to give you this other link. I gave Ginger like two or three links before the show. Pop that up there. Got this from... Yahoo News, and of course it requires the music to go along with it. Y'all know what's coming. It's Zombie Watch.
Oh, another zombie alert?
It's the zombie alert. Hines Ford is the zombie. Y'all know that?
Yeah, not Hines Ford. Now I want
that. Well, Hines is going to be playing the zombie in The Walking Dead when they return this Sunday. Well, I don't know if he's going to be on this Sunday's episode, but he's a zombie extra. And, of course, he used to play for Pittsburgh Steelers, and now he has retired. And now he works as a studio analyst for NBC's Football Night in America. And he's now going to be a zombie on The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. He'll be a zombie.
Oh, no, not a zombie.
Yes. I saw that over the weekend, and I was like, that is adorable. He is so charming. Is he married? Are you married, Hines? Do you need two girls to sit on your lap?
These are things we need to know. Mr. Hines, are you married?
Are you married, and do you need lap warmers? Oh, we are sad. Okay.
Man, that is creepy. You sitting there looking over as a zombie.
Yeah.
I was dreaming about zombies last night, man.
Uh-oh, Ginger's on zombie alert.
Seriously, true story.
They weren't prophetic.
All right.
Dreams, were they?
Huh?
They weren't prophetic. You know, they're not going to come true, are they?
No. Thankfully, no. All right, so I've got to share an image with y'all. Let me get that up here for you, because this guy, this black jaw,
uh-oh,
we all need to remember. There we go. Fit to screen, yes. This black jaw right here. Mr. Lamar.
Wait a minute.
Lamar Alexander.
Why am I not seeing anything? What is that about? Okay, there we go. I see him.
Okay. Mr. Senator Lamar Alexander claims... Games are bigger than the problem with guns. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Hold your mouth, dude. You're going to be applying it. In a discussion about gun violence and gun control, Lamar Alexander, further known as LMS, says that games are way more problematic than weapons because they affect people.
Oh, yes.
Weapons apparently don't affect people except if they take holes and then more blood can leak out. Speaking today on MSNBC's The Daily Rundown with Chuck Todd, Alexander said that video games are a greater societal threat than guns. He says, I think video games is a bigger problem than guns because video games affect people. But the First Amendment limits what we can do about video games, and the Second Amendment to the Constitution limits what we can do about guns. Republican politicians and the National Rifle Association are trying to drive the narrative away from gun control and towards problems with violent culture. Democrats seem to be content to point several fingers at guns, violent video games, and other forms of media. and the lack of availability of mental health services. All of this talk was sparked by the December 14th school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, which turns out that that shooter probably didn't even play video games at all. So get up off my, you can't have them, they're my games. Stop being stupid. You want to point fingers, point them at yourselves. Stop being poor parents.
Did you see what I posted on Twitter?
No, I'm not discussing.
Throws a game case at Senator Lamar. No blood, not dangerous.
I know, right? Seriously, so if y'all see this guy, anybody out there, tell him Ginger says, you're stupid to close your mouth. Seriously.
I personally, if I see him, plan to sit in front of him everywhere he goes, and then I'm going to throw a game case at him. Do you believe me yet? it's going to be a Call of Duty case.
I don't get this. It's video games making people violent. I have played video games for years. I have not killed anybody. I have not stabbed anybody. I have not robbed anybody.
Nope.
I have caused no harm. I don't break laws. I don't steal cars. I don't go race up and down the streets.
Nope.
I don't do drugs.
Not illegal ones, anyway.
All right.
That might be a little illegal, but I got a prescription.
It's. I don't do any of these horrible things. And most of the gamers that I know, like 99.9% of gamers I know, well, not all of you are smart and brilliant and bright, don't do stupid stuff like this either. We're all good people. You're all acting like we're out there robbing and stealing and shanking and...
I am, but in a virtual world.
I know, right?
Trust me, it's not happening for real.
I am crafting peacefully in my video game. Leave me alone.
That's right. I plan to craft some tonight.
Indies and Bubble Witch in.
Oh, she got a name for it. Are you playing Bubble Witch now, Ginger?
I played Bubble Witch this morning, yeah.
Oh, no. And you and Joe, stop sending me those Candy Crush Saga. Oh, my God, look at how many of you are my friends. That's one of the lovely ladies I used to work with is also now
playing that damn game.
You all are sending me invites, like, all night. I kept seeing, tweet. You know, my phone.
That's where the violence is coming from. It's from a plane.
Drive-by gaming. Drive-by gaming. That's what that is. Ha-ha, Candy Crush. Play. All right, get my video up for our favorite developer. Do it.
Paradox. Hold on. I just got to remove that. Dip.
Paradox is the one I want.
There we go. It's up.
Okay, not that we want to. I don't know. Wait a minute. You got a different view. Okay, this is going on right now, so we don't want you to leave our show, but if you must, you must go.
I think I see a ring on that guy's finger.
We really don't care. He can wear syrup all the same. We just let his wife lick it off. Anyway, we're doing her thing.
No, he's got a ring. Take that back. He's got a shadow. He's got a ring. Damn it.
So, this is going on live. Diehard fans of the Showdown Effect are facing off right now in beta, Paradox Interactive. They're doing a live stream over here on Twitch TV. The publisher of Paradox is saying they're becoming known as the publisher that knew too much and went too far. and again, what you're watching is a live competition between live competition with the game The Shadow Effect. It's the forthcoming multiplayer 2D bullet spewing engine of chaos from critically acclaimed developer Arrowhead Studios. Furthermore, all players who pre-order the game will be granted instant access to the beta test, which will begin today. Game will be available for pre-purchase later today at theshadowofx.com/buy, where would-be action heroes will have to make the life or death decision between getting the Shadow Effect or getting the digital deluxe edition of the Shadow Effect. And that kind of the Shadow Effect. I'm sorry, the Showdown Effect. That is a paradoxism I just did, just messing up the name. Beta testing, of course, begins today. And for those heroes whom Destiny has chosen from among the beta signups on the site, that is, you will be gradually invited to do battle with everything and anything you can get your hands on. It will also be possible to join the ranks by pre-ordering.
Hey, look, there's a Ginger. Oh, he's hot. How you doing?
What your name is? Okay, so players who pre-order the Showdown Effect will also receive bonus toys, including a new weapon skin. Oh, He is kind of cute. Rare. Okay, allowing them to wield the deadly fusion saber of light for those who have the guts to pre-order the digital deluxe edition. Those bonuses will also include two more weapon skins, two bonus outfits, including a Magicka robe and even a free copy of Magicka. If you remember, we had a Magicka contest last year. It's been a while. And if you haven't played Magicka, you'd love it. It's suitable for playing in or for gifting an unsuspecting foe right in the face. Yeah.
Yay!
Face. Well, Magicka, your face. Clean off your face. Anyway, combatants will also...
Tutorial Magicka, everybody. Do her. Friends.
We cannot talk about the the shield incident anymore. I'm going to stricken that from the record. Combats will also have a chance to seize up the competition by watching a tournament of the Showdown Effect streaming live from PDXCon in Reykjavik, Iceland right now. Right now. Well, actually, it's going to be 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Yeah, which is right now, or 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is right now if you're Pacific Standard Time. The stream promises to be an unforgettable event, which is what we're watching if you're watching us on Twitch, starring a handful of special guests, including YouTube personalities Angry Joe, Northern Lion,
Angry Joe,
Age Gaming, as well as Arrowheads. Johanna, so said it, or Senator, as we call them, we can't pronounce your name. It may be, but probably won't be the last thing you ever see.
There's that redhead is hot.
Also, Alienware is
amazing.
Hey, I told you, we somebody liked it. They put a ring on it. That's fine. That doesn't mean it doesn't negate syrup. I'm just saying, that's a whole other thing. Syrup.
It's hot.
Okay. Ginger, we got to stop looking at him. Okay, anyway, as we were saying, if you are interested in this game, if you have to leave us to go elsewhere, go over to Paradox Channel, tell them GGR sent you.
Yes, 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 and tell them to send us the redhead.
So we want the redhead.
Yes, please.
Don't make me go over there, Ginger.
Oh, these are beautiful redhead babies.
That is a lovely, lovely gentleman. Rare.
Yes, yes, yes. All right,
Hair, and I'm not much for facial hair on redhead. It's kind of cute.
He is kind of cute.
I like his style, too. See, he's got... Look, we need to have him on Pixinista. He's got the style down. See, guys? See, he has on the gamer t-shirt. He has on the scarf. It does... You may think it doesn't look cool, but it does. I kind of like it.
It totally does. Totally. All right. So I have to find my trailer for this. There we go. And I'm going to hit play. All right, so Scaredy Cat gets down to some monkey business. Cat Games is a new indie developer based near Oxford, and it's getting down to some monkey business with its first game for iOS, Mashed Up Monkeys, which will be available in the iTunes App Store from February 14th. That is Valentine's Day, folks. Don't forget. Alright, so, it is an intriguing puzzler platform hybrid with the added depth of a quirky narrative running through 50-plus levels over three distinct locations. Mashed Up Monkeys offers both a quick gaming hit with its superbly designed control mechanics, which can be played with one hand, and also longevity with its larger number of levels and underlying story. The aim of Mashed Up Monkeys is to control one of five monkeys as they harvest fruit for a brew, but of course, it's not as simple as that. You'll have to dodge spiders, snakes, and snares, and also aliens, in order to progress through the three locations of jungles, laboratories, and outer space. The distinct look of the game is what one would expect from a group of VFX and X-console game developers from Sony, Codemasters, EA, and Wizards of the Coast. And announcing the upcoming release of Mashed Up Monkeys, managing director of Scaredy Cat, Anthony Smith said, "Our ambition is to take our wealth of game development expertise to develop fun, exciting, and visually stunning mobile game titles." All right, so they say it's got a quality soundtrack, superb physics, and stunning HD quality artwork, 3D graphics. Mashed Up Monkeys will appeal to both casual and committed gamers, so get those monkeys on the loose and help them get their jungle juice. All right, so it is for the iOS. No Android love as of yet. I know, right?
You know what? I have found so many new games on Android that I will be adding to our Oh My God, So Obsessed sections because I'm so obsessed. There's one with pirates. There's one where you make sushi made by those guys that made the Game Dev Story.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. making sushi. It's fun.
Sushi.
Oh, no. You know what? I may have to go get me some sushi at some point tomorrow.
It's uncooked fish. No, thank you.
Well, no. Why eat vegetarian sushi? You never had a vegetarian kind?
No.
See, now I'm going to have to bring you some. I'm going to put it in some dry ice and bring you some. It's good. It's just the rice and it's
in. I'm going to explain the paradox video when we're talking.
He's going to run them in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, don't run that one that I just gave you, by the way. I want you to do my TV Connect for the Devil.
Oh, okay. All right. I've got that one. There you go. It's up. Let's go.
All right. So the Devil, we must give the Devil his due. Yay. EA.
Ooh.
Well, let me back up. Richard Hillman, who is the Chief Creative Officer at Major Video Game Studio Electronic Arts, is set to deliver the opening speech at this year's TV Connect, formerly known as IP and TV World Forum. Hillman will kickstart the three-day conference and exhibition, which is now in its ninth year, and will place a real focus on the evolution of online gaming with the converging connected entertainment ecosystem. Hillman is a champion in gaming and has spent more than 20 years developing products for EA, as well as driving the EA Sports brand forward. Working closely with game designers, he has spearheaded the production of hugely successful games such as Madden. Couldn't say that without gagging. Which has also been described as the best-selling title in the history of games across North America. That's because you all destroyed the competition. ESPN Games Forever! Okay, anyway.
Yay!
Hillman comments on gaming's role with the evolving connected entertainment ecosystem. Connected TV has several advocates driven by different goals. In the U.S. and Europe, it is trying to gain attention on a screen that has a lot of other... he says he has stuff to say to this. And have a lot of other content already, including a gaming console. In this case, the connected TV market will need to find a hole or displace an existing business. In some other territories, there's more open space for connected TV to find its own place and define its own value proposition. Yay. There's been a couple of gaming partners that have come on board with this already, including Tiga, IGDA, Develop Magazine, Pocket Gamer, Branded Entertainment, IGDA's executive director, who is now a woman. Yay for Kate Edwards.
Yay! For the girly part.
She highlights the importance of this event. She says as gaming becomes more widespread across demographics, geographies, and platforms, the IGDA welcomes the opportunity to partner with the Gaming Connect event at TV Connect, broadening the horizons of our membership and strengthening our connections beyond the core game development community is invaluable to us. Because, yes, you all fell off the map for a minute, IGDA. I was 11, y'all, for a while. All right, so if you would like to go over and check this event out, it will be happening in London, where I am not allowed to go, the 19th through the 21st of March this year. You can even go over and register, tvconnectevent.com, at tvconnectevent, and you can use the hashtag TV Connect if you are so inclined. Yay! I guess this is going to be good. I don't know. EA has a tendency to buy things and then they disappear. Everybody knows it, right? Not just developers, but, you know, like...
Yes, I do know, because, you know, Dark Age Gamelot, so it's still around. But Mythic has had to buy themselves away from EA.
Well, if they would just let me know how I can get in to the Dark Age Gamelot. And if it... Well, you know what the problem is? It's not the same game is the problem. And I don't expect everything to stay the same, but I need the basic mechanics, you know. I like to be Hibernian. I'm a hip.
Yeah.
I'm a hip, baby. And I couldn't figure out how
to do it. If we were to play together, you'd have to die.
Well, I'd have to die. What are you from? Camelot?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm Albion, baby.
Oh, what? What? Got my skin.
Fire Wizard. See, and that was the one thing I loved about Dark Age Camelot. It was not like three realms broken down with everybody having the same classes and the same damage and all this. No. No, three realms, and they all, each one of them had different classes. There were none of them the same.
This is
and
true.
And I loved that.
Well, you know,
of course,
we had
that made people scream, no such class as COLP.
Well, the sad thing is, a lot of games that came out around that time were doing the same thing, and everybody loved it, but it just didn't catch on because, you know, WoW did what they did. Is there any PvP in WoW where they actually have... like the races against each other? Because I don't ever hear anything about that. Well, I'm an orc, and, you know, I'm this. I don't ever hear any, you know.
No.
See, they took that.
It's just Alliance versus Horde.
It's so pansy. You know, remember EverQuest? When you picked a class or you picked a different race, you couldn't even speak the same language. I love that. Mm-hmm. I would. That's the only other time I ever played anything other than human is I played a wood elf, and I would go around humans and I would purposely not speak human purposely.
That's hilarious.
Because as you know, and if I'm role playing, because you know we like to role play. If I'm role playing and I'm an elf, I don't trust the humans, so I'm not going to be speaking where they can understand me.
That's true.
That's how you're supposed to play. Some of you don't understand the purpose of it, but it's just fun. It makes a little bit of angst and healthy angst, not going and shooting up the person's job angst, but, you know, in-game angst, and I miss being able to root people to the ground. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Is it be my turn again? I got all off the top.
No, it's my go.
Well, get on it, Ginger.
All right. Ski Jumping Pro soars onto the App Store for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Why no love for the Google? Just saying. Independent game developer Vivid Games, the creator of hit game Real Boxing, today announced Ski Jumping Pro, its newest title for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Ski Jumping Pro is the latest addition to the popular Ski Jumping series of games that have so far been downloaded by over 2.5 million people. This new version includes advanced new graphics, exciting new courses and play modes, plus the ability to extensively upgrade and personalize your skier. Ski Jumping Pro has been designed to accurately recreate the extreme winter sport through an immersive first-person perspective. Fans of the sport will also recognize many of the 30 world-famous courses that have been individually recreated for the game to guarantee maximum authenticity. That does look cool, yo. The game also features intuitive controls that encourage new and experienced players alike to nail the perfect launch and shatter records. The new upgradable character system and career mode adds extra depth and replayability as players compete to unlock new courses. A quick jump mode is also available for short gaming sessions. All right, so what do we got? Three characters, tales of courses, compete in a season of 62 events across 32 venues, quick jump and career modes, deep character customization, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, so, yay! It looks like it's 99 cents today out on the App Store, so head over there and check it out if you have one of those dirty little iOS machines. No love, just saying, no love.
I would like to say good morning to my good friend on Google Plus, Tim Hunt, whose comment simply was, "It's cold." That is all.
It's cold?
Yes.
Yeah, it is cold. It is cold down again.
And he even tagged himself in his Google Plus. Yes, I would imagine it is cold where you are. I'm not going to say where you are, but Jesus, I have to agree with you. It's rather cold. All right, put up my demon video.
I got it up. It's there. What? Let's go.
Thank you for getting to have my other screen open.
Did I press play? Press play.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's noisy.
Yes,
stop.
It's very noisy. All right. I don't know about all you other girls out there, but some of us like to hunt them some demons. That's right. Akinyero, Demon Hunters. It's live and ready to go. You can sign up to play today, and if you'd like, do some other things. They want you to tell them if you like it. Over at angry-red.com, Demon Hunter. Or Demon Huntress is live as well, so I guess you get to pick either one. Shanghai, wait a minute, this is from Shanghai. Yeah, Spicy Horse Games, makers of the game Alice.
Shanghai,
it's Shanghai. Alice Madness Returns, Big Batch, and American McGee's Grimm announced that Akinyero Demon Hunters and Demon Huntress is now available to play via Spicy World and Kongregate for Mac and PC users. Based on the Little Red Riding Hood story combined with Japanese folklore and myths and illustrated in Spicy Horse's unique dark fantasy style, Akinyero Demon Hunters is an action RPG that lets players hunt legendary monsters in Edo-era Japan. Akinyero launches with 20 maps of content and more options on the way, including Steam integration. Hot. If the now-running Kickstarter is fully funded, yes, they have a Kickstarter. Didn't we mention that? Linux and mobile versions. And
everybody has a Kickstarter.
Yeah, everybody got a Kickstarter now. Linux and mobile versions and additional systems, including co-op gameplay and equipment crafting, will also be arriving in the near future. You can check out their Kickstarter if you like, kickstarter.com/projects/spicyhorse/Akinyero Demon Hunters with dashes in between each word. Yay. The game is currently free to download and play with a $20 unlock all maps one-time purchase option for those who'd like to get all the content in one shot, as well as various options purchasable with the in-game currency Karma for those who are planning to buy things piecemeal. You can play now. Visit the official site, Angry free-red.com again to sign up. And they have a Kickstarter update. They said that they are at over 160K with 60 hours to go so far. They're saying it's probably going to come down to the wire. So here's what I'm going to do. If you're listening live, probably you'll see the tweet before you actually hear what I'm saying. 30-second delay for the win. But if you're not listening live, go over and check out our Twitter page. Let me get rid of Kickstarter, and we'll even hashtag it. Kickstarter, and we'll hashtag it with GGR. Just have a look at hashtag GGR, and you will find it. Search for it on the web. And give them some love. Let's see if we can get help these love developers get what they need. We like them. We like when they support things. I like, you know, this is actually perfect timing for them. Have you noticed all the fairy tale movies that are coming out?
Yes, I have, actually.
So we got all the Snow White ones, and then we branched off their Hansel and Gretel, which I think came out last Friday. And we have another one.
Gretel one is crazy.
It's awesome. But have you even seen the new one that's coming out?
No.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Really?
Yes.
That would be interesting.
I saw the trailer. I actually want to check it out. Absolutely awesome. Why are they making me want to play Alice? I want to play this, and I kept hearing people tell me it was good, and I avoided looking at any trailers, and now that I get it, I want it. Must have the price.
Must have the price.
Must have the price. Oh, it's oh my God, is that on a droid? Hands above the desk, Corey. That was a droid. That was a droid. Oh my God. Oh, and the developer's cute. Hey there, buddy. Oh, sorry, go over to there. Loves me a geek boy. I'm just saying. Hi there. How you doing? Okay, go over and check out their Kickstarter page, which we have tweeted. Some more attention. They look like they're one to watch, too. They're going to do something amazing. This might just be it.
It very well may be. We'll have to see. All right, so let me get this image up so y'all can see what the hell I'm talking about in just a second.
Did you drop an H-bomb during the day?
H-bomb's okay, right? Maybe not. Well, all right. Okay, torture mechanic removed from Splinter Cell Blacklist. A torture mechanic in Splinter Cell Blacklist has been removed following a negative reaction. This is coming from GameSpot, and they got it from Eurogamer. The gameplay mechanic lets Sam Fisher drive a knife into an enemy's clavicle in an attempt to extract information. During the scene, players can press a button to twist the knife as a means to get the information that they want from the target. At the end of the scene, the player has the option to let the enemy live or kill him. The gameplay mechanic was part of a demo that was released back in August. Apparently, not everyone was so in love with this, really. And Ubisoft decided, you know what, we're going to take that down.
Why?
So I took it out of the final version of the game, which is being released in August.
Why? You know, this mechanic is in GTA. You have the option of quite a few characters, and you let them live or you walk away. Some of them, it doesn't matter. You know, even if you try to walk away, you end up having to kill them. But the point being is, it's a game, and I love Rockstar. Rockstar is always unapologetic. We give you the game, and we're not going to say anything. Sometimes Ubisoft, just shut up. Put it in the game. Shut up.
Yeah, I think we're probably what's going on. Those video games are so violent. I think they probably took it out right now just to...
But this is going to pass. This too shall pass,
yeah.
So you don't ruin your game because of what's going on. And even we've had stuff going on with Rockstar when they released their games. They just say, here's our game, we made it. You know that we didn't have any intention of doing this because we started working on this 5 years ago when we finished the previous one, so you know we didn't put it in there just now. So here's the game. We're sorry if it upset you. Just don't buy it. Run to the store. They never apologize. I say, oh, we're sorry. We're going to take this out. I love that about them. Stop it, Ubisoft. You've already taken away my... You know, I'm not even playing, so I don't know what I'm complaining for. You changed my Sam Fisher. You got somebody I really don't like playing Sam Fisher in the movie. I'm done with you. It's over. Now you're taking stuff out of the game.
Yeah.
Stuff has been dumbed down.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said definitely we're not going to see this scene when the game comes out, and there are torture scenes in it. The scene is not there anymore. I've not really seen anyone or heard anyone say that they love it. Wilson also added that the scene is not indicative of the game's overall tone, adding that it was out of context and in an unabridged snapshot. It seemed like pretty tough material. He says, we scaled back a lot, and as we've seen through the process of development, there are always things that you feel are not working as well. Your game doesn't cut certain things. Splinter Cell Blacklist is set for August 20th release on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the PC. It's being developed by Ubisoft out of Toronto, and will help the Ubisoft Montreal and Ubisoft Shanghai.
I'm tired of this whole everybody's upset every time they start seeing stuff in game trailers. It's the whole Lara Croft thing all over again.
Yeah.
Just,
I don't know. All right, so what was all
I'm sorry. It'd be my turn, but I got distracted because one of my friends decided she needs to text me now with some news. Yeah, I'm not going to call you out on radio. But okay. I should, because you shouldn't be texting me stuff like that right about now. Stop it.
Not even under Carrie.
No. I got nothing to do with me this time.
Okay.
All right, so Game Evil. I actually have a video for them. I meant to post
it. Do you have something for me?
I do. If I can manage to not sneeze, and I couldn't. All right. Sometimes you just have to sneeze. This is from our lovely friends over at Game Evil who sent us this trailer and a very short PR, but we will share it anyway because I do like them. Not as much as we like Paradox and the cute little red hair. All right. They are announcing Monster Warlord Fishing Superstars. Notice I said that slow to get Ginger's attention. Fishing Superstars.
I didn't hear that. I'm the boy starts familiar.
And Punch Hero have exceeded 3, 5, and 8 million cumulative downloads, respectively, this past month.
Mm-hmm.
Is video up? It is very, very cool. If you've not played any of their games, you need to go over to us.gameevil.com to check them out. Monster, let me tell you a little about those three games. Monster World, a text-based RPG that combines the collect-them-all concept with global monster versus global monster PvP. Players from around the world are able to create alliances with one another in the hopes of teaming up and defeating world bosses for epic loot and gold and one another. For pride and for glory. With now 3 million downloads and an amazing community, it's easy to become integrated into one of the games and find new allies and enemies. Blah, 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 blah. I want to point out again, it is text-based. If you've never played it and you don't like to read and you can't type very fast, this is not going to be a place you want to go. If you're trying to learn how to type, this is a good place to start. This is how I learned how to type. Text-based RPGs will force you to type because you get very angry.
Wow.
When you are getting your butt kicked and you need to be able to type to keep up. Fishing Superstars features a getaway at the convenience of your pocket. Players are able to experience relaxation as well as the thrill that comes with, yes, fishing, like Ginger and I like. Venture to some awesome fishing spots as you collect fish. And Ginger, you can display
them. I'm looking at this video and I was thinking, God, this looks really cool, but you're talking about fishing, and this video you gave me is not fishing.
Well, that's just a little video for them. Anyway, you can also display the fish in your aquarium, Ginger, so that others can see.
Ooh, see that? Cool.
And for those of you who liked, what's that song back in the day, A Little Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out? Well, you'd like this game. Punch Hero is a real-time knockout. You can enter the ring in your quest to become the world's greatest as you read and react to your opponents. You can parry the jabs, dodge, hooks, and uppercuts, bob and weave, and deliver critical blows as you claim your title belts and rise to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you play against other people. And by the way, these are available on Google Play. This one launched on Google Play. It's in the App Store, Korea Career Launch for our Korean people, lovelies. And there's an Amazon launch even. So they've kind of covered all their bases with all of the consoles. Okay, this girl in the fishing picture, by the way, Ginger, you probably didn't show you. Remind me of you? She's got a bikini top, some jeans, and she's got her little, it's kind of, you know, the fishing tackle fanny pack and her cowboy hat and her.
That's hot right there. That's hot.
Yeah, see? Just straight Ginger. Wait a minute. Let me give you this picture so you can see.
That's hot.
I think Ginger. She had red hair. It's you.
Well, you'll give do window.
Get it.
I'm going.
Get it.
I accept that I'm not a blonde.
Yep, I said accept that you're not blonde. I said if you're a redhead, it's you. Does that not look like you? You see the hint of the thigh-high boot there and the fishing pole, the boots?
That's not, well, see, you gotta have the boots. You gotta have the boots so you don't get your jeans wet.
I love Ginger. Ginger is a straight-up country girl, y'all.
Man, you get those jeans wet and you get a walk, man, you'll get a rash.
This is true.
That hurts.
She's chafing some wet jeans. Just chafe.
Oh,
yeah. I like the dolphin tattoo she has, too.
That is kind of cool. My tattoo is better, of course, but, you know, that's cool, too.
Yes, your tattoo is
better. All right, so I got to share the image with y'all as I talk about this next story. Guys, I don't know what to think about this. One hand, I want to say, you know what, he's doing nothing wrong. On the other hand, you know, maybe just you shouldn't poke the bear. All right, so indie developer makes game to vent about day job, then loses said day job. A Canadian tax department worker who developed and released a game that made fun of his day job as the customer service representative now finds himself, oh yes, out of work. Apparently, his bosses at the Canada Revenue Agency didn't find his game all that amusing. The game's called I Get This Call Every Day, and as anyone who handles a phone support role, Corey, or any other profession where you have to directly deal with people, can attest, people aren't always that fun to deal with. The developer, David S. Gallant, created the game to express his frustrations with a daily job that's making me feel less like a human being every day. He describes it to the Star as a personal tale of unwinnable realities, a point-and-click conversation pulled from my day job.
I dare say at this point he's probably going to find himself another job and a better one.
Yes. The game is a simple point-and-click adventure with branching narratives players can choose from as they deal with various customer calls. Features more than 250 lines of fully voiced dialogue with Gallant, which Gallant claims is 100% accurate and is inspired by true events, even though the game is full of fiction. While the game has gotten plenty of positive feedback from the media and the gaming community, the National Revenue Minister's Communication Director, Clark Olson, took the game as offensive and unacceptable. The minister considers this type of conduct offensive and completely unacceptable. The minister has asked the Commissioner of Revenue, Andrew Smith, to investigate and take any and all necessary corrective action. The minister has asked the CRA to investigate urgently to ensure no confidential taxpayer information was compromised. After the story ran with the headline Tax Department Creates Online Games with Frustration with Taxpayers and called the minister in charge of the agency comment, Gallant revealed via Twitter that he had been fired. Of course, Star Report was completely misleading because the game wasn't about taxpayers, and there seemed to be some confusion as to whether Gallant's game somehow utilized confidential taxpayer information, which they say clearly it didn't. But there's at least some good news for this development. Developers and the public have let Gallant know that they support him. He's even seen a growing interest in his little indie game. Awesome. Okay, so I am going to tweet out the story so y'all can find it, and tweet out the game so y'all can maybe head over there and play it. You know, you never know. Maybe it's good enough this guy can get a job from doing this kind of thing. You know? That would be totally awesome, right?
Yeah. I think he'll be fine.
I think so, too. You know what, dude? You don't want to work with those tools anyways.
If you can put together a game that quickly, then that's not where you belong anyway.
Yep.
All right, Ginger, can you set up that next one? Because this is going to hurt some feelings. It hurt my feelings.
All right, I got it up. I think I do.
Well,
it's loud.
I can hear that. Wow. I can hear that through your headset.
There we go. There's the mute.
Go ahead and throw that up. Bad news, people. Bad news. I'm so sorry. We were all excited. Hey, how come that video hadn't caught up yet? What is that about? Ginger.
Hello?
Face it. I can hear you. Face it, Ginger.
Okay.
Oh, my Ginger's sick. She got no sass back for me. Did y'all hear that? Usually I get a sass back. My poor Ginger. All right. Some of you who are under 18, close your little eyes. Don't look at this. All right. So Rockstar's eagerly awaited GTA 5. It's been pushed to September. Yeah.
Your trailer was in the river, yo.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be down by the river, not in the river. Girl, I almost moved into a trailer park inside Second Life yesterday.
Don't you dare. I will not come.
Spot.
No, I will come to your house so I can razz you. All right.
It was awesome. Seriously, no, trashy trailer park inside Second Life.
Did you see how beautiful this is, by the way? This is gameplay, by the way.
Gorgeous.
That is not. You know, like they do game footage. GTA actually looks like this gorgeous game. Keep trying to get
this
you to play.
You know how I was bitching about that other game where the characters moved all like one person?
Yeah.
See, this is awesome.
What was that we were playing? Oh, that was, that was with other people. So anyway, GTA was confirmed as a spring release in October of last year, but a new statement issued by Rockstar and according to GI.biz has indicated that the game needs more time in development, which we can appreciate because we know when we get it, it's going to be good. It's going to be hands below the desk worthy. This also happened to the predecessor, GTA 4, which was launched April 2008, on my birthday, by the way, after a delay of more than 6 months. Perfect timing. Can y'all go ahead and try that again for my birthday? Okay, so GTA 5 continues to push the series forward in new ways. Rockstar North are creating, as they're saying, their deepest, most beautiful, and most immersive world yet. This is from Rockstar founder Sam Houser. He says, we're very excited for people to learn more about the game in the coming months. The delay of GTA 4 seemed to work out well for Rockstar. Strong sales of the game led to many of the company's subsequent releases launching in the same April-May window, including Red Dead Redemption, which I have yet to play and want to play badly, L.A. Noire last year, which I have and have yet to actually pick up and get into because I know once I'm in, I'm gone, and, of course, Max Payne 3 just last year. And, of course, investors were not pleased. They were very unhappy with the game's delay. During the midday trading yesterday when they announced this, Take-Two stocks were down more than 7%, down 94 cents to $12.12. And I didn't know they were traded openly. I'm going to have to pick up a couple shares of this before September because you know when it's released. Oh,
hell yes. This is hot.
At $12, I can afford. I can afford $24.
Kidding, right?
Two shares is going to be hot. It's going to go up, make a little profit. Ginger, you got it. If you can't play the other one, you got to play this one with us.
And that is sexy. Look at that blowing up. Man.
Not just that, Ginger, but everything. Like, you see that he's doing? Everything in the game is interactive. The people, the houses, you could go into anyone. I mean, just...
That little white car, I call it. That's mine.
Well, there'll be many of them on the street. Well, you know what? It depends on how they do the mechanics this time. It used to be whatever car you favored, you started seeing more of those because they wanted to encourage you to take them. And the car chases are epic.
Mm-hmm.
I just need me.
I love that little red thing too. So that's
man, good. And the car crashes are epic. I wonder. And Jay is not listening. I still think he and I had the most epic car crash that I still laugh about.
Plane?
Yeah, you could steal the plane, the helicopter, 18-wheelers, anything in the game is takeable, openable, breakable. Yeah, what he's doing. Yeah, you could do all of that. But I did tell you, Jay and I were playing one night, and I was on the back of the motorcycle. Of course, I'm shooting off the back of the motorcycle because, you know, we're shooting at the cops. And Jay hit a telephone pole.
Well,
that was the end for him. I flew over him, past the telephone pole, into the freeway overpass, and splat.
Nice.
I must have laughed so hard I could not breathe for like 20 minutes. Oh, those are fun, too.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you can jump. I just caught the end of that. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I like it, GTA. I caught it. This little tongue-in-cheek.
That is awesome.
And unapologetic always. See, they tell you they're going to pull their game back. The investors may not like it, but we know when we get it, it's going to be so delicious. Y'all don't let me down. I've already lost two of my gamer boyfriends. I'm not doing any Metal Gear Solid anymore, and I'm not doing any more of that other one's Splinter Cell. So don't let me down.
Yep.
And we need us a hot meat. All
right, so I'm going to do two stories here because these are both kind of short. LA Times is reporting, sadly, the 50 additional employees have been laid off over at Disney Interactive this week.
We saw that coming.
Yeah, while we've all been talking about Warren Spector's Junction Point Studios closing, LA Times is now reporting that additional employees working for Disney Games Division were laid off as well, citing an anonymous source inside the company who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly.
They never are.
Yeah. LA Times is reporting that 50 more employees lost their jobs at Disney Interactive yesterday. Specific details on the layoffs were not disclosed. Apparently, they reached out for details from Disney, and Disney has not commented. On a related note, Junction Point co-founder Warren Spector posted a lengthy message on Facebook praising the studio and the people who work there. He says, JPS had a good 8-year run. I got to work with some amazing people on some amazing projects. I've had some of the most magical times of my life, fulfilling several lifelong dreams. I've even gotten to know Disney fans and Disney cast members, gotten hands-on with Disney's history, walked where Walt walked. Magical really is the only word. As of what he will do next, he says, let's just say, now it's time to move on to the next adventure. I honestly don't know what that'll be yet, so don't ask. I kind of like that. You know, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea where I'm going. So, you know, I just don't ask me. All right.
Go ahead.
Actually, if I can get this video, I wanted this video to play, and I'm trying to figure out how I can make it play. Oh, there we go. That's how I make it play. All right, so I'm going to show you all this video, because this video goes along with... Oh, shush, you're making noise, little girl, shush. All right, UK tabloid highlights questionable nerd calendar. The UK tabloid, wow. The Sun, which, you know, I don't know why we're getting information from them, but hey, whatever, is running a feature-length story about a saucy calendar. Oh, yes, they use the word saucy. Featuring gaming and scantily clad women, that is apparently all the rage in Germany. How about all over the world, yo? Mm-hmm. Right alongside David Hasselhoff.
That is a lovely computer, I'm sorry.
I know, right? The article is titled Nerd is the Word and highlights the fact that the calendar featuring classic gaming consoles and sexy girls is a big hit. The writer says, oh, I think it's a big miss because it objectifies women in the name of geek culture. You know what? Shut up. It also shows me geeky stuff. Likely, the creator of this calendar has no idea what rattles around in the mind of intelligent men and women, including what fantasies they have about the fair or same sex. The Sun article goes on to say that it's huge in Germany already and is now making a splash in other parts of Europe. Dude, this has been... I don't know why you think this is new. This is not new. All right, so there's some quotes from the Nerd Dreams calendar 2013. Some of the creator, Kenny Schneider. Some of us are too young to remember. But there's an exciting time when computers were not yet part of everyday life. To operate these machines, you needed know-how. They had 5 1/4-inch floppy disks and commanded prompts, beeping modems, and slow connections. Oh, my God, dial-up. Don't pick up that damn phone! Anyways, as a result, a class formed. Call them geek-driven dorks. They paved the way to all the digital pleasures that make our lives so much richer today. All right, so there is a calendar. Personally, if this is one of the girls that they're talking about, I have to say she's not all scantily clad, and I'm not all that impressed. But, all right. Okay.
Scantily clad? She just looks like she's wearing some bad cosplay.
I know, right? I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Which one you wanted me to show?
The second one there.
Second one.
I've kind of been avoiding this story, but I probably should because, you know, fellow geek nerd is, he's not happy, and I understand. All right.
I want to sign up for your list. Okay, there we go.
Okay. Okay, everybody know who Jonathan Coulton is? You don't, right? You don't? Well, he made that little song. He wrote that song that we love by one of our favorite scary robots, GLaDOS. That song, Still Alive.
Oh, no! He wrote that song?
Yes, he wrote that song. He is currently looking into legal action against TV network Fox for using his cover of another famous song that he wrote, Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. What do you thought? Sir Mix-a-Lot wrote that? No.
He wrote that?
He wrote it. One of Coulton's fans alerted him to the fact the all-singing, all-dancing TV show.
Yeah, I'm all wondering
Glee.
Exactly how... You know.
Yes.
He's right about an anaconda. So I'm sitting here looking at him like, can I see a full body shot? I don't even know.
Well, all right. So, I didn't hit anybody else. Is it itchy in here to anybody else, too? Okay, so anyway, Coulton's fans alerted him to the fact that the all-singing, all-dancing TV show Glee featured a version of the song that was almost an identical cover.
Why would they put that on Glee?
Yeah, identical cover that Coulton had recorded. Coulton contacted Fox, but they were unconcerned by the similarity. They also got in touch, he said, with his peeps to say that they're within their legal rights to do this and that I should be happy for the exposure, even though they do not credit him and have not publicly acknowledged that it is his version, so it's kind of secret. exposure, is what he wrote on his blog. And he says, while they appear not to be legally obligated to do any of these things, they did not apologize, offer to credit, or offer to pay, and indicated that this was their general policy in regards to covers of covers. Of course, if you root around on his blog, you can find a side-by-side comparison. Now, while he has no legal rights to the song, Coulton has suggested that Fox has also used an original melody he created for his version and is looking into further action. He says, it does not appear that I have a copyright claim, but I'm still investigating the possibility, which I consider likely, that they use some or all of my audio. For now, he has re-released his version of the cover on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. And on iTunes, believe it or not, it's outselling the Glee version.
God, I hope he wins, because he does. Dude, I want to sit in your lap. Wait, tell me more about this Anaconda.
Okay, and I'm incorrect. He did not write it, but he did a cover, apparently. Okay, but they borrowed his cover, which is still artistically wrong.
Yeah,
so I wonder, did they pay Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I would assume that they would have to, because everybody knows that version. That'd be a big no-no, I would think.
Well, they must have paid him. He's not saying anything. He's staying out of it. Because you know, if he hadn't gotten paid.
Yeah. All right, so.
This is going to be interesting to watch.
I think he's kind of interesting to watch.
He is kind of cute, right? Isn't he cute?
He is cute. He is totally cute.
I like the glasses, the messy hair. And the thing.
All right, so I think.
To me.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think we mentioned yesterday, there we go. Star Trek Online celebrates their 3-year anniversary. Log in for special anniversary episodes starring Denise Crosby with in-game events and prizes. Perfect World Entertainment is pleased to announce that celebrations for the 3-year anniversary of Star Trek Online has officially begun. Starting today, captains are invited to Star Trek Online. Are invited to experience Temporal Ambassador, a special anniversary episode starring Denise Crosby, who will be reprising her role as Lieutenant Tasha Yar from Star Trek The Next Generation. Players can also look forward to a wealth of rewards by participating in Star Trek Online's 3-year anniversary in-game event, hosted by everyone's favorite omnipotent, I can say that. Your giant scene, this is for you, it's cute.
Oh, it is beautiful. Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
We've come a long way since Star Trek Online first launched in February 2010, says Daniel Stahl, executive producer of Cryptic Studios. Since then, I've had the pleasure to serve alongside one of the most talented development teams in the industry. Moving forward, the mission will remain the same. Star Trek Online is a game built by Star Trek fans for Star Trek fans, and we will continue to bring the universe we love so much to life. All right. Star Trek Online is now free to play. You can get it over at StarTrekOnline.com, or I also know it happens to be on Steam. So
yep.
Head over there, either one of those, and check
it
out. God, this is beautiful. It is free to play now, yes.
I don't know. I may have to get in there, like I got enough time. Oof.
I know, right? Oh, I'm going to have to go play just so I can fight the snowman. Look at that snowman. I want to fight the snowman.
Wait a minute. I don't see him yet. I don't see him yet. Is he him? Oh, I see him now. Oh
my God, it's you!
You know what? Cryptic Studios made this. I should have known there'd be a giant snowman. They're the same people who made City of Heroes, and they had the giant pumpkin heads in there, remember? I'm not surprised. And they got clubs. Yeah, this is all City of Heroes kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, there's their assets with the caves. They took their stuff with them. Hey, got to reuse it. Gotta reuse it. All right, people.
You can't play City Heroes anymore, so you know.
Yeah, might as well follow them. I do love Cryptic.
Yep.
All right. So we thought we'd give you a little Gladys. We're going to see you guys later tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll be talking about some of the stuff we talked about today, probably a little more angrily because we can't get too angry during the day.
Yes.
Don't want to scare the normals.
We have to put a muzzle on the ginger.
The red-haired stepchild.
Beating harder.
All right, guys. See you later. Make sure you're here.